The National Broadcasting Company presents The Big Show. The first half hour presented by the makers of Reynolds Aluminum, the Reynolds Metals Company, and starring the glamorous, unpredictable Tallulah Bankhead. For the next hour and 30 minutes, you will be entertained by some of the biggest names in show business. Such bright stars as
Kay Armon,
Victor Borger,
Phil Foster,
Ed Archie Gunn,
Molly Goldberg,
Robert Merrill,
Meredith Wilson,
and my name, darling, is Tallulah Bankhead. Well, darlings, I simply must tell you about a fascinating weekend I spent in the country. Everyone was ice skating, so I borrowed a pair of skates and out I went. Well, you won't believe this, my darlings, but in no time at all, I was making a figure eight. I was making it the hard way, of course. What does it say here? 2-4, I see it now. Well, I picked myself up and decided to master this ice skating business. I was on the ice all day. My feet weren't, but I was. Well, I enjoyed it so much that I decided to buy some skates. So I got myself 3 skates. It was a wonderful weekend skating, and I saw 5 nights, parties. I'll wait, dear. It would have been a perfect weekend, except for one slight mishap. On the last day, I slipped on the ice and twisted my ankle. And how I got my foot in that highball glass, I will never know. Well, I didn't mind too much because it gave me a chance to lie around the house and catch up on our fan mail. All the letters I get start out the same way. Darling, to Aluminum Bankhead.
Yes, Miss Bankhead, we do get a lot of response to these Reynolds Aluminum messages. And on one subject, a special statement is called for here and now. Because we frequently mention Reynolds Wrap, the original and genuine, the pure aluminum foil in kitchen rolls, why, the demand for this quality product keeps on growing, although, unfortunately, the supply is very short. Let's state the truth quite clearly. It's hard to find Reynolds Wrap on store shelves today, because more and more aluminum is being used for vital military supplies. And yet, we do want people to remember how superior this Reynolds foil is for covering bowls and wrapping leftovers, for roasting a chicken or a turkey. After all, you don't forget a friend just because military duty has called that friend away. As Reynolds expands aluminum production, we hope that military needs will permit greater and greater supplies of Reynolds Wrap, that happy symbol of the age of aluminum. Reynolds Aluminum.
Well, darlings, I always feel it helps to appreciate a performer if you know something about his background. So I've asked each of our players this week to come up with a short biographical sketch, a sort of a thumb-nose description. First of all, I call upon Phil Foster to tell us how he got started in what he loosely calls his life.
Foster, Phil. I was named after my mother. My name is Phil Foster. Born in Brooklyn. Family settled there in 1776. 1776, Flappish Avenue. Education, PS 186, PS 210, PS 174, PS 149, PS 128, PS 190, PS, I never got graduated. Politics, I'm a Dodger fan. Oh, boy, that's good. Marital status, single. Ambition, to stay that way.
You know, I don't understand why everybody cares about Brooklyn. After all, it's New York's largest borough. It's first in population, first in bridges, and second in the National League.
Borger, Victor, born 1915, Denmark.
Now, just a minute, darling. I haven't called on you yet. You'll have to wait your turn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, darling.
I apologize.
That's all right, darling.
I didn't mean to upset you.
Yeah, very well, darling.
I had my mouth open and it just slipped out.
Let's drop it, shall we, darling?
I didn't mean to hold up your show.
Sit down and shut up. Now, the next guest, ladies and gentlemen, is a great singer of songs, Miss Kay Armand. This is her first appearance on the big show, and this is what she wrote for her biography.
Armand Kay, singer. High spot in my career was last week when I appeared at Carnegie. Hattie sold me a dress to wear here. Favorite actress, Tallulah Bankhead. Favorite radio personality, Tallulah Bankhead. Favorite movie, Lifeboat. Favorite stage play, Little Foxes. Favorite singer, Tallulah Bankhead. Ambition, to appear on the big show every week.
Darling Kay, we're gonna get along swell. We agree on so many things.
Borger, Victor, born 1915. Then I went...
Victor, I'll call you. Don't call me, I'll call you.
Okay, I'll be waiting for your call. Of course, I haven't got a phone.
Oh, it's going to be that kind of an evening. Our next guest, is the Metropolitan Opera star Robert Merrill. And here is his biography.
Merrill Roberts, singer. Started out singing with a group of my childhood friends in the neighborhood. They were all sopranos. A few years later, my voice changed, but theirs didn't. That's when I first realized they were girls. Now appearing at the Metropolitan, where I am known for being able to sing a note so high that it will break a glass. This has caused some embarrassment, where some of the patrons complain that when I sing that note, their diamond rings cracked.
A likely story.
You don't believe it, huh? Listen.
Well, there go my spectacles. And now next we have...
Borger, Victor.
And not...
Born 1899. Then...
And not yet, darling. Now, wait a minute. Next we hear from the manager of Duffer's Tavern, Ed Archie Gardner.
Gardner, Ed Archie. My parents was extremely wealthy and social. Very clammy group. The family consisted mostly of dukes and duchesses. Diplomats and diplomatresses. In fact, in our family, I was considered a pheasant. We even had royalty in our posterity. And none of that phony royalty neither. We had the real McCoy, the kind of royalty that gets assassinated. But finally it came, the crash, and my father lost all his money. It was in 29. 29 different crap games.
Well, it's a time like this that I say to myself, Tallulah, what is a great actress like you doing on radio? Well, next we have...
Borger, Victor. Born 1787. Then I went...
1787?
Yes, I've aged just sitting around.
Now, darling, we'll get you in just a moment. Next, we want to hear from Molly Goldberg.
Goldberg, Molly. When my darling friend Tallulah told me to jot down a few words about myself, my pencil was tongue-tied. Because to me, self-praise is better when it comes from somebody else. So I brought references from a very important man, the principal of the high school where my family used to go and Rosalie goes now. This is right from the principal's pen. To whom it may. I have known Samuel and Rosie Goldberg as students in my school, and they are not only proficient in their studies, but exemplary in their conduct and character. Sincerely yours, Mr. Harrison, principal. Well, this, of course, is not really a reference for me, but I ask you, with two such fine children, how bad can a mother be?
Well, I'm glad I didn't have to bring any references. I wouldn't be here. Well, I guess there's no getting around it. I must call on Victor Borger. Go ahead, Victor.
Borger, Victor. Died February 24th, 1962. Hold it.
Well, while the files pass the body, we'll lighten things up on the program with a selection by the Big Show Oxen Chorus. So let's listen now to Meredith Wilson and his fine aggregation of musicians as they play a fast version of A Slow Boat to China. Meredith, darling, if you please. I really ought to do this introduction in a bathing suit. Bankhead, the bathing beauty, basking on a golden beach. Oh, pardon me. I mean an aluminum beach. A Reynolds aluminum, of course.
Yes, Miss Bankhead, this is about a tropic island of palm-fringed beaches and mile-high mountains, only a few hours from the USA. It's Jamaica in the British West Indies, welcoming you to all its sports and gay diversions. Welcoming you to the brightest sunshine of the Caribbean. And what has Jamaica to do with Reynolds aluminum? A great deal, and it's very important. Because there is bauxite, aluminum ore, in the Jamaican mountains. And Reynolds has taken the lead in developing it, in working out the processing of this special ore, in modern mining and shipping facilities to bring the bauxite over the short sea route to Corpus Christi, Texas, where giant new Reynolds aluminum plants are rapidly nearing completion. This will add 160 million pounds of aluminum capacity starting this year. As one of America's great producers of aluminum, the Reynolds Metals Company salutes Jamaica, the pleasure island that is now a new source of strength for our free world.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and have a happy, happy new year from Bear Manor and Waterlog Productions. Oh, don't forget, go to BearManorRadio.com and WaterlogWith2Gs.com. Oh, yeah, you'll miss out on the fun.
Well, darlings, he's back again. One of the 10 most eligible bachelors in show business. Well, not one of the first 10, exactly. And he's not very eligible, exactly. But he is a bachelor. Aren't you, Phil Foster?
Yeah, well, one of the reasons I never got married is a simple one. I'm afraid to go shopping. Let's face it, shopping today is like organized warfare. Reconnaissance, that's window shopping. Patrols, that's neighborhood shopping. They even have the big push. And mechanized divisions, that's when the women get the shopping carts and they converge in the supermarkets. In the old days, it was a different thing. My mother used to send me to groceries for two reasons. One, I was expendable. I was the dullest one in the family, and if I got lost, it was a minor tragedy. Two, I had the strongest thumbs in the neighborhood. That was so I can squeeze the rye bread to see if it was fresh. And if I made good on the rye bread, I got promoted to squeezing honeydew melons. But today, if you go to any market, you see the women with those shopping carts, and these carts are even bigger than trucks. I saw one last week, had white wall tires, chromium bumper, had a headlight for night shopping, it had directional signals for what department they're headed for. But that's not too bad. It's when they have to leave the store that kills me. They got three lanes. One is called an express lane. This is for five bundles or less. And then they have a medium-sized lane. This is where the woman says, ah, I don't know how this got into the thing. Where did this come from? And the slow lane, that's a beauty. This is where the woman says, oh, my heavens, I left my money home. I'll be back in a moment. And you don't see her for a year. But this is ridiculous. And I'll tell you, the old days, it was so nice. You used to go down to the corner drugstore or the corner grocery very nicely. You walk outside, there's a kid with a two-cent shopping bag. It was nice. You want to be a big sport, you said to the kid, you carry my bundles home and you can keep the nickel, a three-cent tip. Have you got an idea what would happen to you today if they said to a kid, have a three-cent tip, I want you to do me a favor? With the kind of allowance that he gets, he must hire his father. That's how much money he's got. And there's a new racket around today where they keep husbands broke. This is a beautiful invention called the deep freeze. Have you got an idea how much food you can put into a deep freezer? I have a cousin who has so much food in her deep freeze, in case of a direct hit, she can live in a unit for 7 years and never want for food. As a matter of fact, that's what she's living now, in the unit. They spend so much money for the food, they haven't got money for rent. None of the dispossessed and everything else threw them out. And also the department stores, they have a beautiful sadistic scheme called the layaway plan. This is where a husband starts to buy a Persian lamb coat on decoration day, and by the time Christmas rolls around, they have to lay him away because he hasn't got the money, the coat's out of style, and he's out of shape, and everything is wrong. In the old days, my mother used to go shopping the hard way, without money. She used to walk into a store very nicely, like an insurance adjuster. She was ready to offer him one thing, whatever he wanted. And then he would quibble over the price. That's why I got long arms. My mother used to pull me in and out of the store while they were arguing. And then by the time when she had him settled and he had a nervous breakdown, she'd give him a real clinch. She'd say, wait, my sister will be in a moment. She's the one who's really buying it. And the people my mother used to do business with. I remember one guy was wiped out in the crash. A truck backed right into his push cart. And these women always got a new thing for you. So, oh, they're so wonderful, these women. My mother gave me a little present last Christmas. I said, Mom, beautiful, what is it? She says, it's a bargain. I said, I know, but what do? You wear it, you eat it, you plug it in, what do you do to it? She says, it's the last one in the store, you can't get anymore, it's a bargain. There's one event that's really beautiful. This is when the department stores hold what is known as the Monstrous Gala Clearance Event. And it's beautiful, this thing. Oh, I want to tell you. This is a thing. It's a, well, it's a yearly sale. And this, I love it because all the women, this is like a World Series. This is a big challenge. Only the champions can attend. No amateurs. I remember one day I found myself in Gimbel's basement. I didn't even want to go there. I was standing on the corner and the light changed. I was in the basement 20 minutes before my feet touched ground. They had a beautiful plaque up there. Oh, they're so wonderful. A little plaque that said, memory and dedication to Miss Sophie Klutz, who died in the Battle of the Bulge. It was a corset sale in 1949. I got tired, and so I went and got a special shopper's luncheon there. That's a tuna fish salad with a corn plaster. And be honest, let's be honest. Do you think that women ever get bargains? Never. And that's why I'll be single, because they don't deserve me.
Phil, that was wonderful. Now I know why there's standing room only at the Paramount Theater for your appearance. You're just hilarious. I love you.
Tallulah, excuse me, please.
Yes, Molly.
You love him?
Who, Phil? Oh, that was just a figure of speech.
Well, naturally, if you love him, you love his figure.
Now, darling, you're jumping to conclusions.
Why jumping? All I know is you said those two little words, I love you. So from this, I surmise a conclusion. Surmise, that's my night school vocabulary. So I surmise that you love him. Is that such a terrible surmise? But maybe I shouldn't even interrogate you if I'm overflowing my boundaries, so please tell me.
You are, darling, but go ahead.
So tell me, Tallulah, he's well fixed?
Well, I think he has a few parts that could stand repairing. What are you getting at, darling?
Oh,
that's so pretty, Molly. What's the name of it?
Well, it's a kind of I'll be seeing you. Only it's I'll be seeing you all the time. Tallulah, darling, tell me, how old is this Mr. Forster?
Oh, I don't know, Molly. He says he's 33.
Uh-huh. And how old do you say you are?
Never mind, darling. He is 33.
Oh, well, 4 years difference isn't so terrible.
4 years? Are you coming or going?
I'm staying.
So
he's 4 years older than you are. Tallulah, let me talk to him, you don't mind?
Well, go talk to him if you don't mind wasting your time.
But how can I talk to him when I don't know him? Would you call him?
Well, this is a switch. All right, I'll call him. You, Phil Foster, Phil, I'm mewing to you.
You, coming up, kid.
Phil, this is Molly Goldberg.
Hi.
Hi. Mr. Forster, you are simply marvelous. So funny, I could hardly keep from laughing. You're funnier... You're funnier than Newton Burrow put together. No, I have never enjoyed anybody so much. I was the one that was laughing. You know, I believe you are without a doubt.
What's the finish? You got a marriageable daughter?
No, but she thinks she has a friend who is.
Well, I got news for you. Who needs it?
There, you see, Molly, you're wasting your time.
It's not a waste of time, Tallulah. There's an old saying, nothing ventured, nothing married.
Yeah. There's another old saying. Marriage is like a three-ring circus. First, there's the engagement ring. Then the wedding ring. Then, the suffering.
And, darling, in my circle, there's another old saying. Marriage is like a prize fight. The preliminaries are usually better than the main event.
All right. All right, so make jokes. Make jokes, Tallulah. Now, you're laughing about getting married, but when you get married, you'll see how you'll stop laughing.
A true word was never spoken, Molly. And I'll think about it. But right now, I think it's time to showcase one of the beautiful voices on our show this week. So let's start with Kay Armin, one of the really fine delineators of the popular song. And to demonstrate here is Kay Armin to sing Begin the Begin. Merry, darling, if you please.
When they begin to begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin the beginning. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever, and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. But I'll let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire we may not ember, let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin the beginning. Oh, yes, let them begin the beginning. Let them play. Feel the stars of the day before return above you. Did you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you? And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin.
Superb, Kay Arnon. Now I have here a message from a famous producer. It says, quote, suggest we present another version of Lifeboat. Much lighter vehicle, brilliant, guaranteed for a long run. Well, let's see now, the producer's name. Oh, it's signed, the producer of Reynolds Aluminum.
Well, Miss Bankhead, of course we're talking about an aluminum lifeboat. More and more are being used. And it is a much lighter vehicle, brilliant in performance, guaranteed for a long run, because it cannot rust or warp. Doesn't need painting either, which any sailor will appreciate. On a larger scale, PT boats are now made of aluminum. More and more of the modern metal goes into all kinds of ships, as into combat vehicles on the ground and planes in the air. That's why the civilian supply is now limited. But there's more aluminum coming from the industry that Reynolds made competitive. As always, competition pushes production up and keeps the price low. Aluminum is the only basic metal that costs less today than before World War II. Count on more from the Reynolds Metals Company, pioneers of progress through aluminum.
We'll be back in just a moment with Act Two, darling, just as soon as I permit our darling network station to take a break. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is the big show, Act Two. And here, once again, is Tallulah Bankhead.
Ah, thank you, Ed. Lost my script, listeners in. Well, a few weeks ago, we had a distinguished Danish concert artist, that's right, on the big show, and he scored such a big hit, We asked him back for a return engagement. Unfortunately, Mr. Lawrence Melchior couldn't make it. So this week, we took what we could get. Victor Borger.
Lola, you did it again. The last time I was on the show, you promised me you would give me a dignified introduction. I'm not saying that it wasn't dignified exactly. You said a lot of nice things. I wish it had been about me, though.
Well, what do you want me to say about you, darling?
Well, I wish you would say that I am appearing in the Empire Room at the Waldorf Astoria.
Oh, very well, my darling. As you walk over to the piano, I will mention that.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as the house lights dim, Mr. Borger walks to the piano. Are you all right, darling?
Yes, I'll find it. Why do they always have to dim the house light? Here, piano. Here, boy. Here, Steinway.
Want me to help you, Victor?
No, you just go on with the introduction. Remember the three important things. Waldorf Astoria, Victor Borger, Empire.
Very well, darling. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present Mr. Waldorf Astoria, who is currently appearing in the Victor Borger room of the Empire Hotel.
So there must be a piano around here someplace. How can you lose a piano? Oh, here it is. I found the piano legs.
Take your greasy paws off me. Now, what are you going to play, brother?
I'm going to play the piano, if I ever find it. Oh, I found it. Here it is.
What a genius. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Victor Borger.
For my fourth number, shall I to play the minuet in G. 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 Well, now, I shall play a little theme for you. And when I have concluded, I shall play it in the style of the various great composers, the way they would have composed it, some of it. Here's the theme, and I play it with one hand because we haven't got very much time. One, two, three, four, five, six. That was it. Now I shall play it the way Tchaikovsky would have composed it. Peter Idiot Tchaikovsky. Still didn't find the piano. Well, I'll try it once more. Happy tonight because it just occurred to me that I'm the only one in the cast tonight who speaks without an accent. Now, next, I shall play Chopin. He's dead, by the way, you know. Matter of fact, I hope he is because they buried him a couple of years ago.
Richard Wagner, or as we call him over here, Dick Wagner. For sure, this is from his famous opera, Die Gestürmen geworden von mich. Ach, in den Himmel! From the second act. I haven't got time for the second Hungarian Rhapsody by Schlitz, so I will go straight to Mozart. Harry S. Mozart.
Well, Margaret, darling, our party's almost over. Friends, dear friends, as years go on and heads get gray, how fast the guests do go. Touch hands with those that stay. Strong hands to weak, old hands to young, around the Christmas board. Touch hands. The false forgets, the foe forgive. For every guest will go, and every father know, and cabin empty stand. Forget, forgive. For who may say that Christmas Day may ever come to host or guest again? Touch hands.
touch hands.
Well, darlings, this has been our Christmas show, dedicated to our loved ones in the service of our country all over the world. God bless you, and Godspeed your journey home.